So what are some other things a parent can do to help their child?
Well, right off the top, I think one of the best things that a parent can do is be an encourager and not a critic. Praise their progress as they go and don't focus on them solving this completely. You know, express love that's not conditioned on how well they're doing with anxiety. Make it unconditional. You know, another thing is be an advocate for your child. Find any resources that he or she needs. You know, we sincerely hope that this program is going to be one of those tools, one of those great resources. But, you know, if this program isn't enough, keep looking. Anxiety is something that can be treated and overcome.
You know, there's several places you may need to go to be your child's advocate. You may need to contact the teachers at school or the school counselor and to see if there's some ways that they can accommodate your child. You may need to explain what's going on to the parents of your child's friends. You may need to offer some protection from people who don't have a clue about this sort of thing, but have very strong opinions that are not helpful. Help your child figure out how to say things and explain things. Come to their defense if needed. Anything that you can do to help manage the impact of disorder is good. You don't want to coddle your child, but you certainly don't want to leave them out in the open and be exposed. They need your help. Anxiety is a very frightening experience for them.
You know, Chris, there's a balance to being an advocate, and it's important to not take too much responsibility for your child's progress. You know, there's something called self-efficacy, and that's a term coined by psychologist Albert Bandura, and it means being able to solve problems yourself and not overly rely on anyone else to help you. A great deal of self-confidence is gained as you make progress, so it's especially important to let your child learn to solve his or her own problems, if at all possible, on their own.
You know, that's really true, David. Research has shown that it's very important for children to gain mastery over their own environments. Children who feel helpless consistently show greater symptoms of anxiety. Paradoxically, the more a child interacts in a helpless and dependent way upon the parent, and in turn, the more a parent helps the child, the greater the probability that that helplessness will continue and deepen. When possible, let the child solve their own problems, even when frustration is involved.
You know, there have been numerous studies linking parental control with child anxiety. What is meant by excessive parental control in these studies is when a parent disproportionately regulates a child's activities and routines or demonstrates parent-centered decision-making, or they're overprotective and they tell the child how to think and feel. You know, to summarize that, parents, and especially moms, need to focus on allowing their child to make independent decisions and express independent thoughts and feelings as much as possible.
You know, we could focus on this topic of parenting for a whole CD, but that's not the focus of this CD. So let me try to wrap all this up with giving you a brief story about what happened one time with my child, a playground. My wife took my 5-year-old son at the time to a park with a friend of ours who also had a 5-year-old boy. As the boys began playing on the equipment, the mother of the other child began to hover over her child, watching every little move, making sure he didn't fall off the equipment. You know, be careful, watch what you're doing. The boy was extremely frustrated because he wanted to explore his world and climb and just jump around and just continue to develop his own skills. But the mom kept preventing him from making his own decisions. She overregulated his movements and choices. She overruled his decisions and failed to listen to his cries of protest. It was really hard to watch. Her overcontrol and overprotection was the watering seeds of anxiety that would sprout later in life. There's a term in the literature called behavioral inhibition. It refers to a child's fear in approaching new situations. It has been consistently linked with child anxiety. Therefore, encourage your child to take as many risks as possible for their age. Let them be adventurous and try new things. Model to them that the world is full of new experiences, and it's okay to bruise your knee every now and then. Give them opportunities to grow.
You know, as we stated earlier, self-efficacy is a very important component to your child turning their fears around and getting free from anxiety. You know, as much as possible, let your child do for him or herself. When they cry and they claim they can't do it, need your help, need reassurance, you know, refocus them and try to help them solve their own problem.
This just happened to me the other day with my 12-year-old. I was teaching him how to mow the lawn with a riding lawnmower. He got to the spot and he couldn't figure out how to get this one patch of grass near the fence. And he stated to me in a pitiful voice, "I just can't do it." I said to him, Brennan, this is not a matter of skill, but a matter of problem solving. I'm confident you can do this without a doubt. You just need to figure out how to solve the problem. So we brainstormed on different ways to approach this path. Once he figured out that he just needed to turn the mower around and come at it from a different angle, he set off and did it, and you can just see the smile on his face.
You know, as parents, we all want to keep our kids safe and protect them from danger, but at the same time, we have to balance that with not overprotecting them from hardship. Whether it's experienced by falling off a piece of playground equipment or having to solve a frustrating problem on their own or any of those things, it's a powerful message to them that they can withstand life's problems, and if they press on, gain mastery over these problems.
That is what we hope to accomplish by making this program for kids and not for parents to help kids. We want kids to experience the accomplishment of dealing with their fear and overcoming it themselves. Don't do things your child can do on their own. Get out of the way as much as possible. Often kids with anxiety need a lot of reassurance from their parents, but that doesn't mean you should take over or overly comfort them and do things for them. Besides, we usually become frustrated the more we're involved. You know, suffering well is an important component to overcoming anxiety. Your child has to learn that they can endure hardship and that it's not going to kill them. It's extremely important to learn that they can suffer, but it's okay. They can get through it.
You know, Chris, there is strong evidence that a vulnerability to anxiety can be inherited. It's genetic. So it is possible that you or your spouse or your parents have struggled with anxiety. Now, that may not be the case, but if it is, you really need to face this and admit to it. You know, sometimes when my patients ask me how I'm doing, I'll joke and say, well, I'm fine, or either I'm in denial, but either way, it's all right. And I just want to say that if you have a child with anxiety, this is not a time for any kind of denial or any unwillingness to address problems that you may have in your home. You know, are there any other emotional issues in the house? For example, other people struggling with anxiety, with depression? Are there anger outbursts, any kind of ongoing conflict? You know, is your marriage in trouble? You know, whatever the issues may be, don't deny them, but face them. You know, think about it. Can you ask your child to work on his or her problem with anxiety if you're unwilling to deal with your own problems?